All set. Good morning. I'm Renee Nelson. Thanks for joining us today. And just like every week, learning something new about what's going on in the Kennebec Valley. And there is a program that's going to be starting up or is in the first phases of getting underway at the Boys and Girls Club and YMCA at the Greater Waterville Alphonse Youth Center. And that is a program called Reach and Rise. It's a mentoring program. And joining me this morning is Denise Giannini. Did I do it right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you are kind of the one spearheading this program at the Youth Center in Waterville. So thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And talking about this program. Now, what is this? It kind of sounds familiar. And as you start talking, I think everybody who's listening will go, hey, I think I know what that sounds like. What's the program about?
Sure. So Reach and Rise, as you mentioned, is a brand new mentoring program to the state of Maine, and it's out of the Alphonse Youth Center in Waterville, and it's actually in partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Mid-Maine.
Ah, see, that's what it sounded like.
Yes, there's the familiar piece. Reach and Rise is very similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters in that it's also a mentoring program, and what we do is we look for adults in the community who are 23 years old and up to volunteer their time, and I match them with local youth in the community. And youth can be between the ages of 6 and 17. And they're matched for at least a year, and they spend 1 to 3 hours every week together.
Oh, that's not a huge commitment. I mean, a year is a long time, but in the big scheme of things, it's not that. And just a couple hours a week?
Right, exactly.
That's awesome. Now, when we talk about a program that involves adults and children, there always is that question of, how do we find these adults? How do we screen these adults? Is there a whole screening process that the mentors do need to go through? Because being well-intentioned is one thing, but we got to keep our kids safe.
Absolutely. Great question. And child safety is the number one priority of Reach and Rise and Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Alphonse Youth Center as well. So that is definitely something that we take very seriously. So all mentors go through a very thorough interview and application process, and they also have to complete a 15-hour training at the Alphonse Youth Center. And they're also thorough background screenings that are done on every mentor as well before they're matched with a youth. So they go through this very extensive process before they're ever matched with a youth. And then once they are matched, there's also a lot of checking in that I do and other colleagues do as well to make sure that the child is safe and that the match is going well and to provide any additional support as it's needed as an ongoing basis. So the screening and safety is something that from day one we take very seriously and make sure that everything is going well.
Now with that 15 hours of a training course, if you will, what sort of things are talked about there?
Yeah, there's a lot of different topics that are covered in the training. So the very beginning, it goes into more depth in what exactly the Reach and Rise mentoring program is and the role of mentors and the role of mentees, as we call them in the program, and the role of families. We talk about child safety. There's actually a whole one day that's dedicated to that topic in and of itself. So mentors feel prepared for any issues that might come up. And we talk a lot about different policies and procedures. We talk about communication between mentors and family members. Kids in the program have goals that they're working on, so we talk a lot about that.
Okay.
Goal development and how mentors can support their mentees in working towards their goals. So it's very comprehensive. There's a lot in it, as you can imagine, with a 15-hour training. And it's just a great opportunity for mentors to connect with each other and build a support system amongst each other as well.
Yeah, because it sounds like a great idea, but I can also see somebody saying, I'd like to do that. But I don't know. I'm a little afraid. I'm not sure what would I do. And this sounds like a really great way to get a handle on that before the process even starts of interacting with their mentee.
Definitely, definitely. We want all of our volunteers to feel as prepared as possible. And so this is a good opportunity for them to learn more about the program, more about themselves, and to feel more prepared for this new role that they're about to take on.
And then after they're matched, I'm sure you're there and the other mentors are there to like you said, give that support and take care of addressing any problems as they arise.
Absolutely. I am always available to anyone in the program, as well as my colleagues, to provide support as it's needed. We check in on a monthly basis and more often if needed. Mm-hmm. And so people are never alone in the process. They always have someone that they can talk to as they need to.
Now, any successful match between the mentor and the mentee is a two-sided issue. So what about, I'm sure kids that would be interested in a program like this, I'm sure there's plenty of those, but how do you make sure that you are getting the right kid and especially matching the right kid with the right adult? I mean, that sounds like a job.
Yeah, it is. There is a lot that goes into the matching process. And you are right. It is really important to make the best match possible. So there's a lot of different factors that we take into consideration when making a match. Geography is one. We want to make sure that the mentor and the mentee live relatively close to each other. We take into account specific interests and hobbies. And things like that. There's a lot of different factors. And what's great about the process is that it gives me the opportunity to meet the mentor and the mentee, you know, several times before I match them up. So I really get a good feel for who they are and, mm-hmm. and what their personality is. And that helps me to in making the match.
And where do the kids come from? Do they get referred to the program, or can the parent say, you know, I'm really interested in this, can I refer my child to the program?
Yep. So the first step, if anyone's interested in referring their child or knows a child that they feel would benefit from the program, the first step would be just to give me a call or stop in the Alphine Youth Center and visit. And we'll usually have a conversation. And then the next step would be there is a referral form that an adult would need to fill out. And it can be the parent or guardian. It could be a guidance counselor. It could mm-hmm. be a family friend. Whoever knows that information could fill it out and return it to me. And the next step would just be for me to meet with the child and the family and take that next step.
And a lot of these kids are from like single family or single parent homes, and that would, or parents who are just working crazy hours, mm-hmm. and it would benefit from having another adult in their life, because it really does take a village to raise a child.
Absolutely.
And to set them off in a solid direction and help in that way. Because mentoring can make a huge difference in a child's life, can't it?
It definitely can, yes. Research has shown us that it can, and so many people have expressed just through their personal experiences how much of a difference it can really make. And for the mentor and the volunteer as well, it's definitely a two-way thing. I think both the volunteer and the child benefit greatly from the experience. There are a lot of kids who are facing some sort of difficulty in their lives, whether it be that they're struggling in school or socially, or they do live in a single parent household and they don't get a lot of one-on-one time with an adult. Yeah. So I think the one-on-one time with a caring, trustworthy adult really is extremely powerful. And I think that that's something that seems simple, but as you said, is really difficult to come by.
Yeah, it can be. And just real quickly, I had Googled mentoring, and you know, some of the stuff that popped up as being just the benefits of programs like this: better attitudes towards school,
mm-hmm.
Better attention while you're in school, maybe thinking about that higher education, something that maybe that hasn't been presented in other family situations, that with this mentor could be something that a child can explore and aspire to, but also a reduction in bad behaviors and substance abuse and things like that. So it is not only something for right now, but it really can change the course of a child's life.
It definitely can. You're absolutely right. And going along with what you said, there's, you know, research has shown an improvement in self-esteem and confidence and higher aspirations, as you mentioned. Those are just a few of the positive benefits to having a mentor and a positive role model. And as you mentioned, it's something that is beneficial to a child now, but can impact their life forever. And that's really what mentoring is all about, is providing an opportunity for a child to be even more successful in their life.
That's pretty cool for an investment of a few hours a week.
Absolutely. It definitely is.
Now, I'm sure that there's probably a fair amount of kids you already have that are interested in this and would benefit from this. Mm-hmm. So, but finding the mentors, mm-hmm. finding the adults for these situations, that's always been a little bit more of a challenge. And I assume you're having that challenge as well, making sure that people know about this program and that you're looking.
Absolutely, yeah. So a big part of what I'm trying to do is to spread the word because it is a brand new program, and I think there are a lot of people that haven't heard of it quite yet. So that's definitely part of what I'm doing, and also finding people that this is the right time in their life for that they can commit to that year and can commit to at least an hour a week. It has been challenging, but I have no doubt that we'll get there. I think that this is a great opportunity to really make a difference in someone's life. And it's fun, too.
Yeah, you get to have a lot of fun because you have a new little friend to go do all sorts of cool things with.
You get to be a kid again.
Exactly. Now, unlike Big Brothers Big Sisters, you can make a match for kids that are a little bit older, right?
Yes. Yep, we can match kids anywhere from 6 years old to 17 years old.
Oh, wow. That is a big span because being a teenager can be pretty rough, too, and needing that, having an adult there for you, again, can make a huge difference.
Right.
Now, once a match is made, and you're talking about a year or so, can that last longer?
It can,
yes. Can you keep, if somebody gets matched up with an eight-year-old and it's a great match, can they keep that match for going?
That would be great. Our ideal situation would be that it keeps going and going. And really, what we do is we have conversations about whether the match is going to extend or not on a case-by-case basis. And there's definitely that opportunity that it can last longer than a year.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yes.
And this program, even though it's fairly new for Waterville, this isn't a new program. This is something that's been around for a while in the Boys and Girls Clubs, right?
In the YMCA.
Okay.
Yep. It actually was created in 1992 in the San Francisco YMCA, and that's where it was first implemented. And then it was piloted in a few other states after that. And once they saw how successful it was, they wanted to spread it to other states. So Maine is actually one of 38 other states that got this program going in 2013. So it's really exciting.
So fantastic. It's a tried and true program.
Yes.
With some help in there with Big Brothers Big Sisters, mm-hmm. who has a lot of experience with this as well, kind of bringing it all together and making it happen. Okay, so somebody's hearing us talk about this and they want to know more. How do they find that information?
So there's a few different options. They could stop into the Alphon Youth Center in Waterville, and there's lots of information there, and they can meet with me. They can visit our website, which is clubayc.org, and under the Programs tab, there's a Reach and Rise mentoring page with a lot more information.
Yeah, it's a great page. It's not too much information. It's the perfect amount to really get a feel for the program.
Yes. And people can also call the Alphon Youth Center at 873-0684.
Fantastic. It sounds like a great program and what a great addition to the Central Maine area. And I wish you the very best. And you can also find the information on our community page at our websites as well. It's right there at the top. So thank you very much for coming in today and best of luck with the Reach and Rise program.
Thank you for having me.